Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Ons wag hier in Gauteng vir die reën. En as enige iemand vir ons kan sê wanneer die reën eintlik gaan kop uitsteek, is dit Christel. Christel, hoekom is dit so bedompig? Hoekom reën dit nie in die Gauteng area nie?
So vir die konteks, want ons sit hier en kyk by die venster uit na die wolke hier buite, maar ek sien nog nie reën nie. En weet wanneer ons praat van reën, praat ons van ordentlike reën.
Ja.
So ons het met die SA Weerdiens gepraat. Let's perhaps start with the good news, which is it is going to be a summer with above average rainfall. Believe it or not. And it is also going to be a summer with above average temperatures. I think that part we can believe.
Yes.
Dit gaan warm wees en dit gaan nat wees. But now the challenge comes and I asked her, like, so how kan jy vir ons sê? Ons soek reën. And it's a little bit like asking how long is a piece of string. but so I have some audio here from Kgolofelo Matlangu from the SA Weather Service trying to answer this for us.
That is a bit of a difficult thing to talk about because with thunderstorms, it's something that happens quite rapidly. So, usually we have a lead time of about 24 hours or so to forecast them. And while doing that, that's when we check our models and see, more or less how much rainfall will be coming through with these thunderstorms. So it's usually, you know, the tropical kind of weather that brings in a lot of rain. So with thunderstorms, it's quite not like a certain thing you can say. Some storms do come through with heavy downpours, causes flash flooding in that one area where it's sitting over, and causes localized flooding in that area. They hardly come through with widespread kind of flooding situations.
So, I think we have to fall back, and I don't know if you've seen the meme of put a rock outside the window. And if the rock is wet, it's raining. The rock is hot and dry, then the sun is shining.
Ja, maar ons het nou in die nuus gehoor dat daar wel verwagtinge is van groot reën wat in KwaZulu-Natal en dan ook in Mpumalanga gaan wees binnekort. Sodat mense eintlik moet uitkyk daarvoor en net seker maak hulle is veilig. Maar ook kan ons nie dink dat daai reënpatrone bietjie na ons toe ook gaan kom nie.
Ja, maar weet jy, so ek stem saam en ja, Mpumalanga, Mure en KwaZulu-Natal, daar is die moontlikheid van plaaslike oorstromings en ontwrigtende reën. Weet jy, dat my dink aan boere. En ek wil nou nie te veel op boere pikkie, maar as 'n boer reën kry, dan klaai. As hy nie reën kry nie, dan klaai. As jy so want ons was net nou die dag te warm toe net te koud. Maar ek dink ja, ons soek daai reën, jy soek daai verkoeling, jy soek dat die stof weggaan. En ek dink regtig hou jou emmers gereed.
Ja, I mean we were at a house party in Melville on Friday night. And there was thunder blazing over the kopjies and lightning was everywhere and not a drop to be seen. So we're due a couple. The thing that blew my mind the first time I read it was, you know, when they say, you know, 30% chance of rain. I thought it was a 30% chance that it would rain, but that's not true at all. It means 30% of the area they're talking about is going to get rained on.
Yeah, and of jy in daai 30% is, gaan jy nie weet nie. So yeah, we need a weather rock. I vote we name him, Yaku.
Then with all the water restrictions in place, make sure you've got a plastic bag outside and pour it into your JoJo tank.
Immers.
Yeah. But so that said, we are now in the rainy season. When I spoke to the weather service, there's like, there's no rain tide.
Okay.
So fastbite?
Hopefully it will be soon.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.